I'm sitting there with my hair, my beard, my 70s, the whole 70s motif, and my sandals and my mutton chops and my reefer and whatever the hell else I brought in from the car just to see if I could get the job, whatever would help me with getting the job. And there I was. I got the gig. But we do have a lot of suits running around this joint. We have a ton of them, and a lot of them are sales guys, so they've got to go out and make the calls and present themselves in a very presentable manner to the world to sell the radio station, the airtime on a radio station. And that's fine. I understand that. Maybe they ought to have those tearaway suits when they come in here, because nothing is more off-putting around a radio station than a guy walking in. And these new guys, with all due respect, nice guys, Kent Christensen, met him, good guys, standing there the other night. Last night, while I was ripping Mike a new ass, by the way, have I apologized yet for that, Mike? But they're all in their suits, and they're all in the shirts, they got the ties and everything, and it's just very, very, it's a definite rank. It is a definite uniform that sets off rank around here from the people that are the schmoes and the people that are, you know, bugging out of here at night in a new Jaguar by Ford. But Boss's Day, that's got to be a gag. I think that's a gag. In fact, when Schaefer laid that on me, he said, there's a Boss's Day. I said, that's a pretty good one. He said, no, man. I said, no, that's bull crap. Because they're saying that for the TV, for the radio commercial. No, man, it's right there on a calendar. What do you mean boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B? What is that? You sit around thinking of that crap, working at Costco all these years? You were the boss at Costco. Who are you putting down? You're sitting there at the membership counter. I got to go there on bended knee, bleeding with the stigmata to try to get myself a membership card renewed. Schaefer was the guy, not me. By the way, Nichelle Nicole, is that her name? She used to go into the Woodland Hills Costco. Schaefer turned her down for membership because she was black. And then they had to come up to him and say, that's illegal. That's against the civil rights thing. And he's like, why? You were the boss over there. I ain't never been a boss, and I never will be a boss. Not because it's a bad thing. There's got to be a boss. But most of the bosses that we deal with in our lives, am I right or am I wrong about this? Most of them are the middle management guy. They're not the real boss. They're the sort of, well, I don't want to be cruel. I'm going to try to be very kind here. They're the lapdog. No, they're the middle management guy. He ain't the real guy. He's the guy that's giving you the news from the real guy. And there's something about a guy that's giving you the news from the real guy. You look at, you know, you just, there's something oily about that, isn't it? Am I right or am I wrong about that? Now, I understand there's an awful lot of people out there that hold down those kinds of jobs. Somebody has to, right? But you're still an asshole. No, I'm kidding. It's a good day. Good. Congratulations, boss. Boss's Day. Get out, get some flowers, some candy. Big, big, big. Hey, Phil Hendry show here at 1-800-449-8686. And again, we are putting in a double delay on this radio show because the complaints my young friend, Mr. Crozier, about the S-bomb and the F-bomb flying off this out of this microphone, not out of this microphone, but some of the callers have come in fast and furious to the network, and there's trouble. There's a little bit of trouble. They got a double delay working now, so I guess you hit it here, and then they're going to hit it again at the network side, and then I don't know what we'll do. Run around and unplug everybody's radios if we have to. I just want you to know we're working on it, okay? Relax, for crying out loud. I've been on some of these websites, some of the stations, especially in San Antonio, where they hate my living guts because we replaced Jimmy Rome, who's a wonderful guy. By the way, you can hear him live now on another Clear Channel station. And we're going through the very same thing. I'm not complaining at all. Understand, I'm a big boy and I can take it. But we're going through the very same thing I went through with individual stations. Now we're just doing it 5, 6, 7 stations at a time. So, welcome. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Phil Hendry's show. We have some very, very good news this evening that I would like to... What? I'm kidding. Tell that clown at the network I'm joking around. Last night, this guy calls from over there at Premier, and he's getting into a chit-chat session with Tony. I know they were scared. I understand.
Well, he thought he was supposed to do something.
No, you ain't supposed to do nothing. He's rapping with Tony and all his crap, and Tony missed the cue on the music last night because the guy over there is calling, and he's wanting to chit-chat about life and, you know, the guy that's jumping off the freeway overpass and all of this stuff. Boss's Day. What are you going to get your boss? I don't know. I haven't made up my mind. Do you want to go shopping together at Nordstrom's? We're just joking around here, pal. Who's the guy over there? Hey, Alan, we're kidding, man. God, I'm sorry. He calls up immediately. Anyway, so we've got some very good news. Very good news. We have a group of charities that we deal with here on the Phil Hendry Show that we are the, very frankly, benefactors of. They help children who are physically challenged, some children who have terminal diseases. And we are the benefactors. We raise a little bit of money for them throughout the year to try to help these children achieve a few dreams, to try to help these kids maybe have a day in the park, a day at the beach, get out to see a ball game, anything like that. And we work with them. As you know, I've done some work for My Friend's Place, which is a tremendous resource center here in Los Angeles for homeless and runaway kids. And, you know, we just try to do whatever we can to maybe make this world a little bit better place, you know, regardless of the hot air that's flying out of my mouth every night. We try to do something real for people. And this group of kids, we were able to organize, how many of them, Mike? Probably about 50 kids who are physically challenged, and some of them have Down syndrome, and some are, you know, they got their own little crosses to bear in this world, shall we say. We were able to organize a group of those guys, and there is a haunted house that's going to be put on by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills this year called Ted's Terror House. They raise money for charity over there, and they have a lot of kids who go over to the to this haunted mansion, this haunted house type deal, and they charge $5 per kid. They are going to donate all of the money to charity, and they're waiving the fee for our guys because they know that they're from our show, and we're very good friends with the owner. His name is Ted Bell, and I want to, if I could, recognize him this evening because I think the work that he is doing is tremendous. And, Ted, I want to thank you very, very much. You have made a lot of kids very happy.
Phil, it is my pleasure. As a matter of fact, I was trying to call you this afternoon, and Ted, I should think Mike... Shavers, your producer, had informed me of the kids that are going to be coming over here. And we have Ted's Terror House every year, as you know, Phil. We donate $5 per kid to get in. We are waiving the fee for your guys because we knew they were coming over from your show. And certainly I've listened to your program, and a lot of us over here, we appreciate some of the things that you've done for the community. The Ted's Terror House is, I think it's kind of fun. We've got a lot of the sons and the daughters of our patrons that come over and enjoy it. We're going to turn the entire restaurant into a terror house. We're going to have all of the things you expect from a haunted house, you know, the ghosts and the goblins. And
obviously a lot of candy for the kids.
Oh, yeah, a lot of candy for the kids. We're going to have a little bit of a puppet show, kind of a scary puppet show. We're going to have some games. We're going to have bobbing for apples. It's going to be a tremendous night. We do it every year. A lot of the kids who are the sons and daughters of some of the people that come into our steakhouse, and we're very fortunate, Phil, as you know, to have some very, very significant people who do patronize our steakhouse, a lot of people in the entertainment business, a lot of people in the movie business. And this is just our way of having some fun for the kids. And I understand that you're going to be bringing over, how many of the kids that you're bringing over?
We have 50. These are the kids who are from, a lot of the kids are physically challenged, as you know. And
I tried to call, was Mike Schaefer in today?
My producer was not in today. Mike, you get here about 4 o'clock. Were you calling him at home?
I did try to call him at home. I also tried to call him at the radio station. And I didn't get a call back because I wanted to sort of discuss some things with you before we went on the air tonight. I knew you were going to have me on the air talking about this. But we do have most of the kids that we're going to have over, of course, are the sons and daughters of our patrons, and we've got some significant players who come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, so it's a very exciting thing.
Well, let me say this. You've got a lot of very excited kids, very, very excited kids. They're children who, you know, they don't have an easy time in this world, and some of them have been born with some physical disability and some physical challenges, and some of them acquired them. And
how old are the kids, Phil?
Well, the kids, I mean, they're not more than, like, I think the oldest one is 12.
You were saying to me that they have, and I had heard this today because one of the guys at the restaurant, and my wife called me, I got a 911 call on my beeper this afternoon. She wanted me to get with you before I went on the air because I wasn't completely aware of these are kids who are, you call it, they're physically challenged kids. And
yeah, there's a couple of them who are terminally ill. A couple of the kids have leukemia. Some of them have, there's a muscular dystrophy. The kids just all have all different kinds of challenges, Ted. One of them is autistic. Just different physical limitations and physical challenges.
So these are kids who are physically, who have the handicaps? And that kind of thing, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's an exciting thing for the kids. I mean, they're planning their costumes and everything. When we were able to tell them that you were going to let them into the Ted's Terror House, they're going to have an exciting time. It's tough for these kids to go door-to-door, you know. So we are absolutely looking forward to it. It's October 30th. Ted?
Yeah, Phil, it's October the 30th at Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. It's a Saturday night. It's not going to be on October 31st, a Saturday night. We thought it would be easier for the kids.
Okay, and I just wanted to thank you for letting the kids come in. You know, Ted?
Yeah. The information, I didn't have the information, though. And I did Mike Schaefer, so he didn't get my phone call.
I'm confused here. What?
Well, I called him. Nobody had talked. I guess the problem is it's my fault, and I want to tell you right now, I am going to take full responsibility for this. All right, I want to take full responsibility.
What responsibility? The kids, as I said, I talked to the kids.
No, I just want to take, I didn't know that these kids are physically, what do you want to call it? A lot of them are crippled, I understand that. And
well, there's a couple of kids in wheelchairs, yeah, they're physically challenged. Okay? Is there a problem or something?
No, I don't foresee a problem, right? I didn't know that I'm dealing with, you got 50 kids that are going to be coming over here and see what I want you to do. And again, Phil, I take full responsibility. But I need for you to understand, I didn't know that these are, what's the word I want to use? They're what do you call them physically what? They're crippled, right?
They're physically challenged children. What is the problem?
I don't think we have a problem. I'm worried. I got a lot of very influential people who are going to be there that night with their kids, and you're going to bring in some the challenge kids, right? Is it?
Ted, excuse me, we're on the air right now, you know that?
No, I'm fully aware of that, Phil. That's why I tried to call Mike this afternoon. I apologize. I take that.
What are you saying to me that I'm on the air now? I've already told the kids. I talked to Mrs. Proctor, who is going to be chaperoning the children. What is the problem? Ted, you got to talk to me here, man, because I have you on the air.
The problem is that I've got a lot of very influential people are going to be coming over there with their children on the 30th. It is a Halloween party that we have for the kids in the neighborhood. We do donate money to charity. Okay.
Well, the money that you donate to charity is going to go directly to these kids.
I understand. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's one thing to donate money to charity, and it's another thing, you know, to have the kids there. I got a lot of regular, the kids that are not crippled are going to be there, and I don't know what's going to happen. If you get one of these ghouls, we're going to have these ghouls and goblins jumping out.
What are you telling me?
I'm sorry?
What are you saying to me right now at 7:15 in the evening here on the West Coast that I've already told these kids that they're going to... Now I need for you to... Are you having the kids over?
Phil, I'm trying to say to you that nobody told me they were crippled.
Nobody told you what? Nobody told you what?
Nobody told me that we were going to have 50 crippled kids over. Because Phil, it's my fault, okay?
What are you talking about? I talked to the kids today, okay?
I understand.
You got to hold the line. I got to take a break. Did you talk to him today? It doesn't sound to me like he's up to speed on what's going on. We got the kids going over there on October the 30th. He's telling me what? He doesn't understand that they're physically challenged? Phil Henry Show, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, Phil Henry coming back here on Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Go.
All right, Phil Henry Show here. I gotta get Ted Bell on the line here and ask you point blank. You are having a horror mansion. You're having a scary house for the kids. You're having one of these haunted houses, right?
Phil, we have it every year. And
I know you have it every year, but I have 50 handicapped children who are going to come over there.
I did not have any idea that they were... In other words, I didn't have any idea they were handicapped.
What's wrong with having a hand... Do you understand that these kids...
Phil, you have to understand what I do for a living. I've got a very prominent restaurant in Beverly Hills. I've got a lot of very prominent people that come into my business.
What is wrong with the kids coming over there who have a physical limitation?
Because you've got a lot of things. First of all, what you've got is a haunted mansion where you've got a lot of things going on. I don't know if you got one of these. I don't know what the kids are called. These idiot. What are these idiot savant kids? If you scare them, if anything happens, okay, you got a kid who's running around pulling an oxygen tank or something like that.
Do you understand that they've been working on their costumes? Do you understand that...
What costumes, Phil? What kind of a costume can a kid get into when he's in a wheelchair? I can't have that. I've got a lot of people who are...
I'm going to try to maintain my...
Phil, it's my fault, okay? I don't want you to get angry. It's my fault.
I'm going to try to maintain my cool when I tell these kids that they were going to go over to a haunted mansion and you don't want crippled kids over there. Is that it?
No, it's not that at all. I've got no prejudice against crippled kids. I'm saying that this is a deal where the kids come in. They're regular kids, okay? I got kids who are going to be coming in here with the mongoloid. You mentioned that one of them is mongoloid?
One of them has Down syndrome, yes.
I can't do that. I wish that somebody...
So here at the 11th hour, after I've told the kids, okay...
Phil, it's my bad, okay? The kids say, it's my bad, all right?
After I've told the kids that you were going to have them in to this haunted mansion, you were on the air tonight with me, and I had caught you on the air this evening to congratulate you.
Phil, I tried to call my... I tried to call my shaver. I got a 911 page from my wife, and she had said...
What was the 911 page from your wife?
She had heard that you were going to bring... forgive me. One of the kids that are gimped out, or the
kids that are gimped out, the physically challenged.
Yes, she had heard you're going to bring some of them over, and you have to understand. I operate a business. I have a lot of influential people that come into my restaurant. They've got like the kids are not. These are the kids that are going to be coming over there. Don't have the challenge. Okay, they don't have the challenge,
and they don't. They're not physically challenged.
No, sir, they're not. And I can't have a lot of these kids in wheelchairs rolling around. I don't have enough the wheelchair rack. You know,
the kids have been making their costumes, Ted. Do you understand?
What costume? You got a kid carrying a he's dragging an oxygen tank behind it.
The kids have been working on costume.
Bill, please don't get upset.
I am upset.
Bill, it's...
I am upset.
I can't. You have to look at it from the standpoint.
I'm looking at it from the standpoint of a business owner. Salt Lake City, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Salt Lake City.
Yes. Hey, I'm upset also.
I'm a business owner.
I think.
Do you understand?
I think.
Do you understand the concept of? Do you understand the concept of owning a business?
Yes, I do.
Right.
I run my own business,
right.
And I think you're more
restaurant.
Upset about your image being associated.
No, I'm upset about what the kids. I've got a lot of people who are influential coming into my restaurant with their children, and these are kids that do not nor ordinarily mix with these, you know, whatever you want to call them, what Henry said, the challenge kids.
Yes,
they don't mix around with them, okay?
I know all of us have handicaps in one way or another. And
well,
these are
isn't
kids
that very
that are physically
nice?
Challenged.
That's very nice. But the point
and
let's
yet
talk
you are not.
Okay?
You are willing to donate money.
Let's talk reality.
You
and
are
reality
willing
is,
to donate money to
that's
charity.
That's right. You're donating the money to these charities, right?
It's one thing to donate money to the charity. It's another thing to have to. I don't know what you want to say.
It's another thing to have to hang around with them.
These kids are coming in here with the mongoloid thing. You told me that they were 50 kids you were going to bring in.
What difference does it make whether they have the Down syndrome or whatever else?
You didn't tell me.
Right.
And you did not inform me of that.
This is the 20th century, and that is the biggest
hey,
case
I got
of
news
prejudice
for you, my man.
I've ever
it's
heard
in
of.
In 3 months, it's the 21st century, okay? You got to buy a calendar, buddy.
Yeah, this,
yeah, all right.
this is...
This they just
is
get
like
around
the biggest case
there.
Of prejudice I've ever seen.
This is not prejudice at all. I donate money to charity. I donate
you
money
donate
to
You donate money to charity, but it is only lip service.
No, sir. Strictly lip service. It's real green.
Because
you are afraid
of what your friends might think if you're seen with a handicapped person.
All right. Do you hang around with the what do you call them?
Handicapped?
You bet.
What's wrong with them?
You live in a halfway house, so that's fine, okay? But I got kids coming in who are going to be upset when they see some kid coming through the door pulling an oxygen tank.
Maybe those rich kids.
What's the matter with you, man? You're the guy that made the promise, okay?
Could learn something.
They learn in school, okay? This is supposed to be a good time for these kids. This isn't so, you know, night out with the gimps or whatever you want to call it.
What do you mean night out with the gimps?
Whatever it is, okay? I'm trying to say that is absurd.
Night of the living. For him to talk that way.
You know, you got all of these people like night of the living gimps or whatever. This is a haunted mansion.
You know, you're getting me angrier and angrier as we keep on talking about this.
Look, I'll tell you right now, Phil, what I have tried to do is I've donated money to charities.
Donate money to charity, but don't hang out with them, okay? And I got these kids who are looking forward to going over to your place on Halloween night. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins à rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Toutefois, le vol comportera poodles.
What? What happened, man? 1-800-449-8686. You know something, Mr. Bell, with your restaurant?
Phil, I have admitted to you it's my fault.
What you're saying to me is I got to go back and tell these kids, these 50 kids who happen to be physically challenged, they cannot go over to your haunted mansion because you got too many rich kids there?
No, it is not about rich kids. It's about influential people. It's about a night for these kids, for the people that are there. And then we can do what do you want to do? We can do another night at Phil, I'm trying to do the best I can. We could have a cripple night or a challenge night or something.
So let's not mix those kids around, huh? I already told them it's going to be on the 30th, okay?
Please don't yell. Please understand my position. I operate a business. I got a kid running around there with the mongoloid. The Down syndrome deal. I got
the kids have been working on costumes. Like I said, they've been.
What do you mean? What is the kid? Tell me a costume that the kid.
We got that little boy who has cystic fibrosis. Okay, he's going to be Huckleberry Finn.
We've got a kid who's dragging an oxygen tank behind him, dressed as Huck Finn. You can't do that. I can't. Phil,
why can't a kid dressed as Huckleberry Finn have an oxygen tank?
Please don't yell.
Why can't a kid dragging an oxygen tank be dressed as Huckleberry Finn? What world do you live in, man?
The world I live in, Phil, is business, okay? It's about... We can do a cripple or the gimp night or whatever you want to do it, okay? I can't have it. I can't have the kids coming in there wheeling themselves in. They're going to scare everybody.
They're going to scare everybody.
Well, do you know how it is? And I have tried to explain this.
No, I don't know how it is, pal. I don't know how it is. Here's Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, I can't believe that this is for real. This guy is completely outrageous. First of all,
I got a business to run.
Okay.
I got a business to run.
I understand that.
Right, okay.
Allow me to speak. I'm calling, me to speak.
Well, you're impugning my business.
I think that you need to learn the correct terms. These are not GIMP children. They are not
crippled
children. They are children, bottom line.
Well,
and this is the reason.
He said they were challenged or some deal like that. Isn't that what they are?
Yes, they are physically challenged.
We
all have some kind of challenges in our life, and
right.
You are mentally challenged.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why? Because I'm protecting my business, and I want to make sure that the kids that are...
Protecting your business from whom? I don't understand. These are children.
The Olsen twins show up, which I hope they do. I don't know if they will or not. Are they going to have a kid there with the mongoloid?
What are you talking about, the Olsen twins?
Let's say they show... I don't know that they're good. They won't now.
Wait a second, man. Who cares whether it's the Olsen twins or...
Well, you have a Mary-Kate... who the hell is that? You know Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Excuse me, they are children.
Well, you going to have the kid dragging an oxygen tank around? You can't do
that. He may be. I mean, he is a child. You cannot do that. This is discrimination.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure,
they,
go
what
ahead.
What do they got, Phil? Have they got somebody that's going to come with them?
Mrs. Proctor.
And what is she? Does she clean them up or whatever?
What do you mean, clean them up?
You're not for real, are you?
No, ma'am. I got a business to run, and they sprung this on me this afternoon about 2:30.
Well, my opinion, your business needs to be boycotted. I mean, there's something wrong with you. You don't deserve to be able to sponsor a charity like this.
I think there's something wrong with people that don't let other people know what they're going to do.
I told you there were going to be 50 kids. Mike Schaefer told your wife that they were going to be handicapped kids. I don't know what else you want to know.
That's why I got the call from my wife. You didn't tell me.
Well, I'm telling you now, okay? And now I guess it's we're up against it here, and you better come through for me, man. Atlanta, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I feel if you say you're going to do something, you better do it.
Wait a second.
This is ridiculous.
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
You're talking to someone from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, but I mean, are you a business owner? Do you understand that?
Yes, I am.
I got a drooling kid that's going to come up a wheelchair ramp.
Will you please listen to me for a second?
No, you heard what I said.
I have a business. I am very financially off. And do you know what?
I would not ever
come back to your place of business
right.
for the simple reason that you can't even say, you're not even going to do what you say you're going to do.
Children
brought up in an open-minded society like this society I feel should be
would not have
any problem with that. I have an 18-month-old daughter that is perfectly fine. She doesn't look twice at a handicapped child for the simple reason it's a child.
Wait a second. This is partly Phil Henry's fault. He didn't warn me about the kids that are going to be drooling around.
Oh, first of all, you're
going to
take full blame for it, and now you're going to pass the blame off to somebody else?
Well, do you know what?
Mary-Kate and Ashley do help.
Who's that?
The Olsen twins.
Most of the people out there that are financially off and are stars look up to people, and those people don't mind helping people. If you're scared that a child is going to have to walk a little bit slower through your...
I serve these people salad every day. I serve them Cobb salads every day. I talk to these people every day. I'm not in Atlanta reading about it in a movie magazine. And I'm telling you, these people, why didn't you tell me about the ones that got the drool or something?
Who are you talking to, me?
Do you know what gets me, though? They're children.
Yes, and if you really care about people
and you want to help.
These are kids that I told were going to be able to go over to this thing, okay? I've already told them. They're making their costumes.
Yeah, you told me about the costume thing. What kind of a costume does a kid in a wheelchair? What is he going to? How can you be a ghost in a wheelchair?
You can put on a costume.
You ever seen a ghost in a wheelchair?
If you put on a costume every single day when you serve these people, and then you don't expect to do what you say you're going to do, that means right there you are two-faced.
Have you ever seen? I want to ask you a question. You're from the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know about Mark Twain?
Yes.
All right. Huckleberry Finn didn't drag an oxygen tank, did he?
No, but come on, will you?
Well, he didn't, and I've never seen a ghost in a wheelchair. You can't do this.
Yes, you've got to give me an opportunity. Because you don't take that wheelchair. The wheelchair is not what's important. The child in it is what's important. And if you can't see that, then your haunted house does not even need to be visited.
Well, I have a great... It's physically challenged kids that are, you know... I give money to charity. I know.
You give money to charity, man, but it's one thing to give money to charity. It's another thing.
Look, all of them are going to dress like that kid in Mask or Mask in a straw hat or some damn like that. I can't. I don't know what's going to happen. What's Huckleberry
Finn? You are so worried about
God Almighty, man.
Look instead of doing the right thing.
You ever see that movie Mask?
Have I seen it?
Yeah. Yes. The one with Cher?
Yes.
Not the one with Jim Carrey.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Everybody wears a mask.
You imagine
it's definitely obvious you're wearing one now because you go back on what you say you're going to do.
No, ma'am. You tell me that kid in a Batman costume?
Fine. He'd be a Batman person that night.
Right. Yeah.
You know what?
What are you talking about, you dumbass? There's a poor little kid's going to put on a Batman costume or a Superman costume.
You can't look like the kid in Mask in a Green Hornet outfit.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
that's the one night.
That they have some fun.
Should be treated the same, if not
Halloween,
more than that.
And why do you think it's Halloween? That we put on masks, okay? And that's the...
I understand it.
Well, I think your problem,
sir, is that you need to
take your mask off. Because if you're going to sit here and you're going to say this, then you're not worth people coming to your business. And if you're going to serve them cops, it's going to be prejudice. As long as they have two arms, two legs, and they're perfect.
Well, with all due respect, ma'am, I think it's one thing to be reading the movie magazines down there in Atlanta. I think it's another thing to be living the reality of a lot of the people that I know. And I'll tell you...
You know what, Ted? I don't know what I'm going to do here. I really feel like just severing all business relationship with you. And
well, if you do that, you don't understand how businesses run, Phil, okay? You didn't tell me that there was going to be the kids with a drool or some kid wheeling himself up a ramp and scaring the crowd. You know, I have got a business.
Yeah, you got a business to run. Kid going up a wheelchair ramp. And by the way, legally, you are obliged to have a wheelchair ramp. Hillsboro on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Question, would you consider Boomer Esiason to be an influential person and your type of clientele?
Boomer Esiason, the football player?
Yeah.
I think when he was playing for the Bang, I don't know what he's doing now, though.
Well, right now he's a football announcer.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, his child has cystic fibrosis. His 11-year-old boy has
right.
cystic fibrosis.
That's a tough
you break. Would not let Boomer Esiason in. Christopher Reeves.
No, I didn't say
you wouldn't let Christopher Reeves in your haunted house.
I'd let Christopher Reeves in.
Okay, he's in a wheelchair.
He's an adult. Okay, he's not going to scare anybody.
You know, so an adult in a wheelchair is going to scare somebody, but not an innocent child?
It's Christopher Reeves, for crying out loud.
People that are
lady.
Influential and your so-called clientele are just as immune to tragedy and sickness as the rest of us.
Boomer
Many celebrities have child with disability.
Well,
if they're your clientele, and I tell you
I'll
what.
I'll tell you one. Doug Flutie, who raises money for autistic
yes.
kids. His kid is autistic.
That's a tough break.
Okay, would you let them in? Would you let him in?
Who?
Doug Flutie or Boomer Esiason's son is autistic, is that right?
No, he has cystic fibrosis. It's a lung disease.
Wow. Now, Boomer Esiason's got autistic fibrosis.
No.
Cystic fibrosis.
Boomer Esiason's child has cystic fibrosis, and if you don't know who he is, then you're really lost. And
I don't know who he is. He's a football player, okay? Of course I'd let him in.
Okay, his son has cystic fibrosis. His son eventually will be carrying an oxygen tank.
He's got to carry it around?
Well, he might be eventually. My brother had cystic fibrosis, and at the last year of his life, he had an oxygen tank.
We could put him in a table in the back. I don't know what we could do. I said he could come in.
Why would you put him in a table in the back?
Well, I said he could come in.
Yeah,
what
so,
about his son?
So we should go back to,
what?
Because someone's skin is black, putting him in the back of the bus? That's discrimination.
That. You're being racist. You're being racist. I didn't say that.
Well,
okay.
you're being racist, lady.
Would you let Boomer Esiason's son into your restaurant?
I'd let Boomer Esiason in, yes.
Would you let
his son in your restaurant?
What about his son?
His son has cystic fibrosis.
His son's got the autistic fibrosis?
Not autistic, cystic fibrosis. It's a lung disease.
What's that do?
Let
me ask you a question. Let's go to the kids drool? Do they do anything like that? Just, you know.
No, but they cough mucus when they're sick.
Mucus?
Mucus.
So they're coughing that stuff. Of course you can't have a kid in there like that. He's coughing
Why not?
It all up and he's coughing it up. Does he look bad? Does it screw him up, Phil?
What?
Does cystic fibrosis, you know, mess up the face or anything?
No,
it doesn't mess up the face. They're usually thin because they're dying.
Well, I guess that's okay. You know what I'm saying?
You are such a bigot.
Why?
You are such a bigot, and you do not deserve any success in your restaurant.
All I'm saying is that you can't have the kids coming in that are going, what is it that they do, Phil? You know those kids?
No, what kids?
The ones that, you know, sometimes they'll do the, hey, Johnny, come here for a minute. We got a kid works in the kitchen here. He's got, he's messed up. Come here for a minute, Johnny.
What do you mean messed up?
He's retarded. Johnny, go get some water for the tank. Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
That's Johnny.
Well, what does he do?
But you make that sound again, John.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
What are you doing, man?
I'm just, did the kids make a sound like that?
Some of them might, yeah.
I can't have that. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you got Johnny there.
He works in the kitchen. You guys had better get your heads and your asses wired together on this one, okay?
Wait, you got to get your head and your ass wired together.
And when you guys want to pitch me 50 kids, you let me know what's going on with them first, Phil.
And it was your bad. That's what you said. It was your bad.
I should have known, yeah.
Well, you should have known, pal. And now I got to go back to these kids and tell them what? What do I got to tell them?
Not good enough because they've been struck with tragedy.
Who am I talking to?
The lady, Stella. What am I supposed to tell these kids?
If they talk like, I guess you go, I can't. You tell them in their language.
Oh, you're trying to be a smartass?
No, I'm trying to tell you that.
Okay, hold the line. he's going to be a smartass about this. There's going to be some big trouble. I'll go down to that restaurant. I'll warm up the car. I'll blow off the last 2 hours. We're down there. Blah, blah, blah. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. I ought to just have those kids show up at your restaurant, okay, on the 30th, and see if you let them in.
Well, what are you gonna do? Are you threatening me with a boycott of some kind?
I'm saying that you promised to have these children over there, and now that you find out that they're physically handicapped, that you don't want them scaring the sons and the daughters of some of your more influential clientele.
I'm not saying these kids are wrong. I'm saying, when you got a handicapped kid, correct me if I'm wrong, you got a handicapped kid, he's got the, like the retard.
Boy, you don't know anything about it, do you?
No. I'm talking about the retardation, like we got with Joey, who works at Joey. Come here for a minute, okay?
I don't want that kid on the air anymore, okay? I don't want you using him.
No, hold on for a minute. Let me tell you something, Phil. I employ this boy. I know. Joey, what do you think about the job here? Do I treat you good? Okay, Phil. I'm not some kind of a schmuck. And
I don't care if you got Joey under the microphone there for a few seconds to say, hey, you know, Mr. Bell is a really great guy. The fact of the matter is that these children were promised something. Do you get it about that, man? Now I got to go back and tell him no?
Tell him Mr. Bell will give, they can have a steak or, you know, if they bring the family, they get a steak.
Tell him that Mr. Bell says that they bring the family and they get a steak?
I can get a deal. I don't know, 20% off. I don't know what you want me to do. I have got a party.
You're making me sick to my stomach. You know that, man?
Well, you know something, Phil? You should have said something.
You're making me sick. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You really should be blessed to have those children come see you. They've overcome a lot. They can teach other kids things about their lives.
I agree.
You know, I think that... How are they going to talk to the other kids? They can talk just like any other kid.
They got the retardation deal going on. They can't. What is she talking about? How are you going to talk to the other kids?
They can talk to other kids. They're just confused.
Listen, wait a second.
Kids are good to other kids.
Wait a second. Come here for a minute, Joey.
Forget Joey, will you?
No, really, Joey. Say hi to this lady. Come here.
I don't care about the people who you have.
There. You're going to talk to him? They're going to scare the Christ out of these kids.
No, they're not.
Kids are
a lot more resilient than you think.
Joey,
I think you're the schmuck.
Wait a second. Wait, Joey, say hi to the lady. How about that? Now, you're going to carry on what? I'm going to be talking about with that guy.
Yes, I can carry on a conversation with anyone I can. Because I put my mind to it. Are you going to not let...
What are you doing, Ted? Okay, get... Joey? Give the phone back to Ted, will you?
What?
What are you doing with that poor kid?
I want him to have a conversation with the lady. She says she can talk to him. Go ahead, Joey, talk to her.
This is not fair. I can't do this. It's not fair to him.
If you don't get that phone away from that kid, I'm going to come down to your restaurant tonight, and I'm going to pop you right in the freaking nose. What do you think of that? Get the phone back to Ted, Joey.
Hey, Joey, if you dropped some lettuce, pick it up. Pick up the lettuce that you dropped. Okay, he's got to do some work, all right?
Yeah, he's doing this to show us how awful he is.
Who, me?
Yes.
Wait a minute, lady. You were the one that said you can talk to him. I gave you an opportunity.
No, you're doing this to show us how awful you are.
What are you doing with the phone, Joey?
Hi, you are.
Joey, it's Phil Hendry. How you doing, pal?
Hi.
What are you doing, buddy? You work at the restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ted. Joey.
Uh-huh.
Give the phone back to Mr. Bell, okay?
What?
I just said, hi, Joey. How you doing? Working at the restaurant.
Well, that's scintillating conversation. Hey, Joey.
I may have the lettuce of my last
It's really not fair to this kid to be...
No, really, lady. Wait, are you there?
Yeah.
Joey, here. The lady wants to say hi to you.
Hello.
Hi, Joey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to the restaurant. my name is Billy.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
What are
Give
you?
Give the phone back to Mr. Bell, okay?
I love you. I love you.
Okay, give the
okay,
phone
that's
back
good,
to
Joey.
Bell,
give the
okay?
phone back to Mr. Bell, all right?
I love you.
I love you too, brother.
No, I don't, lady.
I love you too.
What did he say? I got to find out. What did he say?
Never mind, you ass.
I'm not going to tell you.
No, come on, what did he say?
You ass. You know what? I'm so angry at you right now.
Bill, what's wrong?
I'm surprised the 150 million people aren't calling.
You know something? You did not. You threatened me.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you said you were going to come over and slug me.
Yeah, I did. What are you going to do? You want to have me arrested?
You know it's a violation of the law?
I don't care. I'll get off the air here at 10. I know you close at about 11. I'll come over there and pop you in the freaking nose. What do you think about that?
And you're saying this on the air. I'll get Joey. You get Mr. Hendry.
Leave that kid alone.
I'll stick Joey on your ass.
You're fine.
And another thing, kids, you don't ever make a promise to a kid and break it.
Lettuce.
Ever.
Lettuce.
Good, Joey. Go get the lettuce, man. Go make the salads, okay?
What'd he do?
What do you mean, what did he do? What did he do?
Oh, really? What did he do?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring those kids over to that haunted house that you're having on Halloween, whether you like it or not. And if you don't let me in the door, I'm going to do a live remote broadcast from there.
So you're going to... What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a live remote broadcast from the front door of your rotten, stinking restaurant if you don't let those kids in. Do you understand?
Bill, Joey, Mr. Henry's talking mean to me.
Jesus. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're about Joey.
Good, Joey.